bombs gone down. Went around but no phones went out. Great buddy Joe, no sundown. Like a rainbow boat, who's once crowned. Freedom's speed burst in the race, but it seems that we crept some veins. Add up weeks and years worth of aches built up. Now I'm burned out and breaking down. Taking downers, all just a fake, I'm fine. And I feel the way the ponies do when they can't find a way. I wanna belong, so I must go and take away myself and find somewhere else, cause I know I'll break someday. So no, I don't know what I want now. All I know is I'll go, cause I'm not proud of what I am, of what I've done, of what I can't do. Cause I can't run and I can't climb, I can't fly, I can't live without that, so I can't die. I can't tie myself cause I'm so scared, but one thing I know for sure is that had I listened to my friends and taken a break once in a while, I would have been okay. But I didn't, now I'm paying in pain. The lesson is that if I had been a much better friend, I'm sure we would have made it together until the end. Still fear, yes, sincere when I get near friends. I get weird, don't get near my career's business. Keep off like a clear and pinky pierce into the boutique. I'm thinking spears sink in my own meek. Emotions overflow like an ocean, so I freeze up frozen tongue in cheek. I think queer, Pinky never comes to the shop. I drop my cloth just to greet her. She's not what Pinky once was, so she probably thought she could lock and conceal herself in a boutique stock full of mirrors. Case she was caught and optatively when I got in the knocker and got just to a hospital doctor for her shock treatment. Was it a shock to me? No, she used to visit here constantly though. I'm glad she thought of me, but I already called the cops to be on and keep low. So goes the story of Pinky. Amine at the Yampi, deoxyribo, nucleic acid, the anti-stimulants were delivered desperately as she ran by. I never saw her till her funeral time passed by. As I thought back to the promises we had made when we were younger, what would have happened if we had made them? Years later, when I think back to the times we'd say the friendship was magic. Well, that chick went out of fashion and faded. Free forward once more onward to the future, where I shoot from one star up onto using pens on rosters. But I think stupid things in my thoughts are bothering me, starting to be cognitively dropping to me, jaw-droppingly bad. But I do think that stopping to see facts probably can't heal the sadness. Life is a game of thrones, I want it. A game of life, I'm just a piece, but I want it to end in a time, more specifically in a night. Cause a new one just wouldn't do, but in actuality, it's just cause I'm practically mad at the fact that I can't back up to the past, that I can attack a pack of dragons, only packed with a couple of bags of apples. But I can't crack my back or I'll fracture a black hole of fine, cause I like make up for the castle. I wanna say I wanna go, but I think to queen them, look at the thing I become, like a beacon of hope. So I guess I just can't go without leaving a closing statement. Why am I alone when we were supposed to make it?